Hello and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how MCC beliefs and practices are fleshed out in the daily lives of the members of our fellowship. And I am on location today in Malang, Indonesia, with Ms. Liz Viens, and such a joy to be here. My hope today is to catch folks up with Liz and to get you all ready to welcome her back in just less than a week here from the time of this recording. Liz, good to see you. So we are in an open home, so it's got windows open because the tropical air is warm and there's construction right across the street. And so all the noises of a city, well, we may hear some motorcycles buzzing by, but I think they've got the street partially shut down because of construction, but noise and people around in a densely populated city. And we'll get to more of that here shortly. But Liz, some folks at MCC may not know you. Catch us up on your history at MCC.
Yeah, so I'm not sure the exact year, but I think I was 3 or 4, maybe 5. I don't know, you can correct me on that. I think probably 4 actually was when I first arrived at MCC, 4 or 5. And with my family, I just had 2 siblings at that point. And I just remember really loving. I remember going to the teeny tiny little kid pre-reader class and having fun with the Chipman girls, immediately loved them right away. And then our family just decided to stay there. And I've been there ever since. Went through all of Master's Kids programs. And the only one I missed was nursery. And went through all Master's Kids programs, went through MCA. I was in the first, actually the first year of MCA I was involved in, all the way through graduation, and been involved in, yeah, lots and lots of different stuff ever since I was about 4 or 5. That's been my home. And I love everyone there.
And you were a servant there at MCC as well. You went on missions trips to Croatia and to China, and along the way, since a call to missions, you volunteered with MCA at Junction and kind of caught the teaching bug there, and now have your bachelor's in elementary education from Calvary University there in Kansas City. And let's think a bit about that call to missions. What was that like for you? And then specifically to Malang and Wesley School here with Teach Beyond.
Yeah, so I think when I was about 10 or so, I remember ever since I was little, I just really have loved other countries and other cultures. And I just always felt like this is something that I could do. I don't want to live in America for my whole life. Like, I want to go to other places. And when I was about 10, I just really felt this desire. And my mom also will say, she's told many people that she knew from when I was a little girl, like from about that age, that she told my dad, I don't think she'll be living in America when she gets older. Just something that was always, I always just wanted to do that. So when I went to university, it was kind of on the back of my mind, I want to get my education degree just to have an open availability to go wherever God wants me, because every single country in the world, every context needs education. So it's a very versatile degree. Then when I was in college, I had the opportunity to visit Russia to teach for a week and a half at a school in Russia, an international school. And I really, really enjoyed that situation and that scenario. And then kind of after that, the Lord just kept opening up more and more opportunities to visit different places. And I really didn't know where I wanted to go. I just was like, Lord, I remember having a conversation with God, just saying, I'm not bilingual. I don't have a certain place that I really want to go. I have no connections to really any place. The world is just open. I want you to show me where. And I went to Croatia through MCC and China through MCC. And then I also visited Mexico through a best friend of mine. And just I liked all the places, but nothing really felt like, oh, this is where you need to be. And so when I graduated college, or right before I graduated, maybe my junior year, I remember just really praying, Lord, where do you want me to go? I could go literally anywhere. And I signed up with this organization called Teach Beyond because they seemed very interested in helping me go where God wanted me. I didn't have to choose beforehand. I could just sign up with them, and they had different different education initiatives in multiple countries that I could kind of just choose whatever I wanted. So I was praying through, like, Lord, where on this list? They give me this long list of schools. I'm like, where do you want me to go? And the Salah family was in town that summer. And I remember talking with Sarah, and she was saying that, you're about to graduate. You should come to Wesley. And I was like, well, that's great, but I already signed up with this teaching organization and I want to stick with them. And I remember her saying, oh, what teaching organization? And I told her it was Teach Beyond. And she said, oh, this year they signed up under that organization. Like, you could just ask to go to Wesley. And I looked on the list, and sure enough, there was Wesley School. So I literally just told my organization at the moment, I just felt like the Lord was saying, here's your door. Like, this is where I want you to go. Like, it was just too random. And I just felt such peace. Like, here's where you're going. So I just told my organization, I want to go here. And they said, all right, you're going there. And then here I am.
That scenario is still one of the coolest of my life, to remember that conversation that you began to have with Sarah and my wife, Julie, and Sarah talking about this. I think before Sarah Samoff spoke with you about it, and just connecting the dots at a conference that we had at MCC for World Partners and what was going on, and just a delight. And now to get to see you here in your element, where we are sitting is just a 5 minute or so walk from Wesley School, where you teach, and looking forward to more connections there. Let's think about this year. So you have been here in Malong for 2 years, this last year, getting back to education and COVID and so forth. So we are recording here. You finished the school year. You have field day in a couple of days to wrap things up, but just fun stuff to come. Let's look back at this year, and are there a few snapshots of life for you, especially at Wesley and with teaching, that you could describe for us that are confirming that you are to be here? So what I'm thinking about is, for instance, an artist who completes a painting and someone walks by as soon as that painting's done, and the person says, I want to buy it. That's what I want. And that confirms for the artist that they should be an artist, that they're painting in the right way. Or the athlete who completes a play or makes a basket or makes a shot or a hit that contributes to the game or a win, and everyone cheers. That's what that person should be doing. Were there a couple of snapshots this year in the midst of COVID, in the midst of all the difficulties, that you could share with us that were the Lord's confirming of his call for you to be here?
Yeah, so as looking back, I think of, there's a couple of specific times in school. This year was really challenging in that for most of the year, we haven't been allowed to be in person. Still, only recently have we actually been allowed to have full-time in-person school. And even that's been restricted still. So it's been a really hard year, just emotionally, just spiritually, just always looking at a computer screen, logging in, and all the fun part of being a teacher has been taken out, left with just the mundane work. But there is one particular kid in my class who, even after every single person was allowed to come back, his parents refused to let him. They were very, very, very afraid of COVID. And he wasn't able to leave his house for the majority of COVID, like unable to leave, not even to play in the yard, like not allowed to leave. And it was really challenging for me to watch that, because his parents also don't give him a lot of attention. So it's mostly just him in the house doing his own thing most of the time. So he's got unlimited access to the internet at the age of 7 with unlimited devices, just not a lot of supervision. And it was really hard for me to watch that happen to him and not be able to do much about it. There's just a few times where, even though it was so frustrating, the situation with his home, the situation, like, so unorganized with school, he really didn't get a lot of learning in this year. And just there was a few times where he would make a comment and it'd be like, oh yeah, like, I'm here for this little kid. Like, he needs this love and attention from someone. And even if it's through a computer screen, I can offer some sort of consistency, some sort of like guidance, some sort of care. Like, he just needs someone to love on him. He doesn't necessarily have to learn this math fact or this reading. Like, that can come later, but what he really needs is just to have someone that loves and cares for him. And just, there were several instances where the Lord just reminded me through this little boy, like, this is why you're here for him. Like, he needs this. And finally, on Friday, which is our very last day of school, he randomly shows up to school for the very last day. So it was my very last day of school, my first day where I had zero Zoom school, and it was fantastic. And I mean, this is his first time, one of the first times he's had interacting with any kids in the past 2 years, because he's an only child, or not only child, but his brother is way older. And 5 minutes after he was there, he comes up to me, he says, Miss Elizabeth, he's like, I'm going to tell you something. He's like, school's actually really fun. And I was like, I'm so glad you enjoy this. We're so happy you're here. And just like, even after that one day, just seeing his whole demeanor, like his depression, his anxiety, like all like not totally gone, but you could tell like he just had a new life in him. And just even that was like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. Like I'm here, like this child needs me, and he'll be in my class next year. So I'm really excited about to be able to just be with him again. He needs a lot of assistance. You know, he's going to have a lot of adapting to do because he just hasn't been out in society for 2 years. And at that age, it's hard when you're 5 to 7 to not have any social interaction. Like that's when a lot of your social interaction is built, your skills and stuff. So it'll be a challenge still, but I'm just like, even this past week, the Lord's around me, you're here for him. Like, even if you're here for no one else, you're here for him. And, but there's been other stories with other students too, but just specifically, I think about this little student. And then kind of outside school, I was able to take a trip a couple months ago to Central Joppa with a friend. And we went on this trip and we were standing on the top of this mountain. It was actually an old Japanese war spot where they built Japanese bunkers during World War II when Japan was trying to take over Indonesia. And you can actually go inside these bunkers. It was a really cool spot. But at the top where one of these bunkers was, you could look to the right and you could see just jungle, little villages, like for miles and miles. You could just look and see far into the island. And if you look to the left, it's just ocean, like this beautiful ocean view. Like you could see all like miles and miles of ocean. And I just stood there and I was like, Lord, thank you that I get to live in this beautiful country. Like out of all places in the world, you sent me to this beautiful place. Like it just felt just so thankful and peaceful and just like, huh, I'm in the right spot. And that's happened multiple times. This whole year, even though it's been hard, I've never had a moment where I doubted this is where I should be. Like, even though it's been hard, it's like, okay, I just have peace. I've never had no peace, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So fun to hear you reflect. And I think the Lord gives us those special moments of remembering his goodness and what he has done for us with his providence and in how he is working and opening doors and sustaining us and providing opportunities for us to use our giftings and have some fun and so forth too. All right, quick speed round. These are questions that we did not plan. I didn't let you know I was going to ask you, but here we go. So in Indonesia, best food?
I would say like Indonesian food, my favorite is either nasi uduk or nasi kuning. So nasi kuning is it's yellow rice. It's cooked with like turmeric and some Asian spices. It's really yummy. And it's got like different toppings. You can put it. Nasi uduk is rice cooked with coconut milk. So it's like really creamy and delicious and tastes really good. And both of them have like different toppings that you put on, but those are my favorite rice dishes.
Yes, I have one of those. I think I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but it was pretty good. So tasty stuff. Food you're most looking forward to eating in Kansas City when you are back in a week?
Mexican food. There's zero Mexican restaurants in my city. The closest I get is about 8 hours away and it's not even real Mexican. They put cucumbers in the burritos.
Huh,
so it's not real.
Oh, that's not real at all. It's almost sinful.
Cucumber in a burrito.
Yeah. Book of scripture that has been most impacting to you since you've been in Malang?
Hosea.
Hosea. Tell us why.
I was doing this Bible study through it. Forget the author, but it was through just discovering the love of God through the book of Hosea. And it was just 8 weeks in this book. And it was really powerful because I had never taken this book super slowly, just recognizing, you know, the Hosea and his wife and how like the wife really symbolizes us and our, like, just it was a good reminder to see how constantly, yeah, we're in the book of Hosea, we're constantly like, oh wow, his wife is horrible. Why would she do that? But really that's us in relationship with God. Like, you know, we're constantly leaving. We're constantly going, like, we're never faithful. Like, there's never a day that we're totally faithful to the Lord. But yeah, he's like Hosea, where he constantly is like, welcoming her back. He's constantly like, he's willing to stick out in the relationship, even though that was just a really good visual for me to think of, like, just how God loves us and sticks with us and doesn't give up on the relationship and his covenant, his covenant relationship with us as people. Just thinking through that in a different way was really encouraging.
Beautiful. Number of people, max number of people you've seen on a motorcycle at one time?
Five.
How many birds were they carrying?
Oh my gosh. Who knows? Like, how many? I mean, at least probably one bird.
Yeah, I can't believe how many motorcycles people, multiple people on motorcycles carrying birds, because it's a hobby to train and exchange birds. It's like baseball cards, but yeah, they're everywhere. I can attest that Liz is a great driver on her motorcycle. I just got off of it. And so it was quite a fun ride, very safe in the midst of all the craziness. Liz, let's talk about friends here. And Sophia, your roommate, share with us how you met her and then becoming roommates and how the Lord has blessed you in that.
Yeah. So it was kind of way long ago, a few years back, I came here to visit Luke and Sarah, and it was a really short, weird trip, but she used to live with them. So we met for like a day, and I remember going out to dinner at this restaurant for her birthday and saying hi. We didn't really get to talk much. We didn't even have a single conversation together. It was just a group conversation. And then I moved back and hadn't seen her, and I was living with another girl, but she was moving to Ireland. And I didn't really want to live alone because it was in the middle of COVID and I just knew personally that I needed to live with someone. And so I started asking around for different people, like, hey, do you know of anybody? Doesn't have to be American, can be like any nationality, I don't care, but is there anybody that you think that I could live with? And this one lady is like, you know, you've met Sophia. I was like, oh yeah, that was that one girl. And she's like, well, she's also looking to move to this area and would love to live with someone. So here's her contact information. So I contacted her and ended up meeting at a coffee shop together. And by the end of that time, we were like, you know, I think we're going to live together. And so we found this house through a mutual friend as well. And it was perfect timing. They wanted to start, the renovations finished in July. I needed somewhere to move in July and she needed to move in July. So it kind of all meshed together. And as soon as the renovations were done, we moved in. And it's been a lovely, lovely situation.
It is so fun to think about what God has done there, because here's another connection with a family that MCC has partnered with and connections here in the city. And she lived with them, I think, for a time as a college student, and now she's your roommate. Mm-hmm. And just the community, the tight-knit community of believers here in Malang really reminds me of MCC. I feel such at home already, can see the connections just like at MCC. So such fun. Well, let's talk about summer goals and then getting back here. So you're headed back June 2nd to KC, and you're home for almost 2 months, 7 weeks or something like that. Sister's wedding, going to be a blast. What else are you hoping to accomplish or do?
Honestly, I don't really, my goal is just see people. I haven't seen in a while. Like I haven't really made plans. My plans are just to see people. Like I've got a few people that I'm like, you're on the I need to see you list, and I'm going to go out of my way to make sure we get to see each other. But other than that, it's just, yeah, I just really want to see people. I'm really excited. I'm not really traveling. I'm not really leaving Kansas City, which is very nice. I'll just be in the area. I think my goal, definitely just to help my sister with her wedding, be there for that. And I'm really happy I get to be there for that. And then I am doing a Trauma Healing Institute class at my mom's, at my parents' house in the evening times with a few people once a week. But other than that, that's all. My plans are just to be with people.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'll head back here a couple of days after the wedding. So my sister's getting married on like the last weekend of July. So I think that last week of July, I'll probably head back here.
Well, it's going to be great to have you around. And then you get back here. What are you most looking forward to next school year?
The fact that it's going to be normal school year. You're not offering, as of right now, we are not offering any Zoom classes. And we are hopefully not even enforcing masks next year. It's going to be a totally normal school year, which is the very first year I've had since beginning my career. So I'm very, very, very happy to have a completely normal school year where we can just get back to normal.
Well, we are excited for the opportunity to see you this summer and to launch you back here, and look forward to all the Lord has for you in a more normal situation. He always provides through the challenges of life, and we've seen that this year for you, and we'll look forward to it even more here next year. Liz, so good to be in your area to get a tour of Mahlong on the back of your motorcycle, to get coffee together and time with other friends here. Has been such a rich blessing for me, and we wanted to make sure we shared this with the whole MCC family. Yeah. I know that they love you, pray for you, and you are as much an encouragement to them as any of us have been to you. Mm-hmm. So thank you for encouraging us in your faithfulness. MCC, I do want to thank you for your faithful partnership to Liz and others, and all that you do in interceding and helping and serving and giving. And I want to thank especially here Alex Volkman for producing the Voices of MCC podcast, and Pastor Adam and Caleb Sheffield for their musical introductions and conclusions. With that, friends, until next time, the Lord bless and keep you.